Welcome to Adventist Waves.
The song that we're talking about is called Your Hands.
Heaven stands when my heart is brave.
And basically it's how God's hands are holding us. He sees the pain we're going through. He's there comforting us and encouraging us. And, you know, your hands that shape the world are holding me still. And that was very, very encouraging to me. And
welcome to Adventist Waves. I'm your host, Khan Ellis. And on this podcast, I'm with Myrie Clark. And she's going to be sharing with us about a special song that she has covered. So stick around for that. Thank you so much for listening to Adventist Ways. This podcast is about the song stories of Advent musicians told one story at a time. So thanks so much for being willing to listen to the podcast and supporting Adventist musicians. If you like this podcast, make sure to give us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also share it with a friend who knows who you can encourage by sharing today's episode.
Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Did you know that just for as little as $5 a month, you can become a sponsor and help us to keep Adventist music thriving? Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time.
Today, you're going to be hearing from Myrie Clark. She is a musician from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So let's dive into her story. Myrie, can you share with us a bit about where you're from and who you are?
Right. Well, I am from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I've lived here for quite a while. And I'm someone who loves adventure. I love traveling. I love languages, learning different languages. Singing has always been a big part of my life, music. And I just love to be able to speak to people who have been through similar experiences as to what I've been through, and to be able to speak God's love into their life and encourage them and just show people who God really is and help them to get a better picture of that so they're more ready to accept him and things like that. So, yep. And I love nature and good food, all those good things. Yes.
Can you tell us a moment where you felt inspired to be a musician?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was a couple of times. There was one time when I started, when I was at Southern Adventist University, and some friends and I were at the wellness center, and we were each in separate, it sounds kind of funny, but we were each in separate shower stalls after we'd been in the pool, and we all just simultaneously started singing together and saw how we just realized, wow, we sing really well together, and we harmonized. It was really enjoyable. So then we started, we was like, we need to do this at churches and start performing together. So we started doing that. And that was kind of one big start to the singing, because it was really enjoyable to sing with other people and performing in different churches. And it helped me see like, oh, I actually can sing and I can enjoy it and harmonize with other people and praise God and encourage other people in that way. And then when I was working at 3BN Latino years ago, this was around the year 2016, I felt like God was calling me specifically to a music ministry. But of course, I was Jonah about it and wasn't really sure if that was what I, you know, if I heard God correctly and if that's really what I wanted to do or what he wanted me to do, because you know, I know I could sing, but, and I had been singing, performing in different places there, but I just wasn't sure. Like, there's plenty of people in this world that could sing better than me. What do I have to offer? You know, there's I'm not the best singer out there. There are people who can take my place.
So how did you deal with those thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think God just had to show me eventually as I prayed and shared that with him that even if, yes, it might be true, there are plenty of people who sing better than me and I'm not exactly unique in that sense, but I have a personal story to share with the world and I can use music to do that. And if God calls us to something, there's a reason.
How would you describe your style of music to someone who's never heard it before?
I guess, I mean, of course, mainly it's Christian music. And I don't really know how to describe it, because sometimes I feel like I am still trying to find my personal style. I feel like a lot of times I've been singing music that's already out there, which is not bad. It's a good thing. There's so many beautiful songs out there, but I think I just really like more along the lines of calming, soothing music that's uplifting and encouraging. I don't really have the voice of some people that could just, you know, bring the house down and, you know, just like jolt you or anything like that. I'm more of a just kind of a mellow singer and just like that kind of music that's more mellow, but not melancholy, but just more soothing, but encouraging at the same time. And just, yeah, sticking with the Christian music theme.
You have made a cover of a song that you've personally resonated with a lot in your experience as a musician. Can you share with us the name of the song? Like, tell us when you first recorded the song.
I think years ago, when I was a student in the university at Southern, I really got into listening to J.J. Heller. She's still one of my favorite Christian artists, favorite singers. And her music really resonated with me at the time. And I know that at that time, I was struggling a lot with anxiety and depression and just going through a lot of things in life. And her music really was encouraging to me. I felt like a lot of what she was saying was like, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I was thinking. If I could write a song, I would say that, you know? The song that we're talking about is called Your Hands.
I have unanswered prayers.
And basically it's how God's hands are holding us. He sees the pain we're going through. He's there comforting us and encouraging us.
You take my pain away. You take my pain away.
You know, your hands that shape the world are holding me still. And that was very, very encouraging to me.
How to walk this weary land. Make straight the paths that crooked lie. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine.
It was a very meaningful song to me that I wanted other people to see that God is a loving God, holds us through the hard times, even when we have. Unanswered prayers and trouble that we wish wasn't there, but he's there and he's with us and he holds us close to him and keeps us going.
What's the message that you'd like people to get from that song?
I think I want them to see that God is a loving God and that he is there with them. And we might not always have all the perfect answers to all the struggles we're going through. There might not always be a satisfactory answer to the pain that we've faced. Or
my world is shaking.
God is there with us and he's going to hold us and help get us through and heal us.
Are holding me, they hold me still. Your hands that shape the world are holding me,
Have you had an experience like that in your life too that resonated with you?
Oh, yeah. I think just in the journey of the anxiety and depression that I've gone through and how God has carried me through that and taught me so much, so many different lessons on, and just helping me to be able to empathize with other people who are going through similar struggles like that, that I can really share a lot of encouragement with people that, you know, and I think one thing too is the religious trauma aspect that I like to bring up in my ministry when I can. And that's some things that I've gone through as well, regarding to religious trauma. But one thing that's kind of connects the two, the anxiety, depression, the religious trauma, is that a lot of times people in the church, you know, are sincere and a lot of times are maybe trying to help, but use a lot of cliches and a lot of just phrases that we think will help someone feel better, but they don't really help someone feel better.
Can you give an example of that?
Yes, I remember feeling very bothered when people in church would say something along the lines of, you know, we're in church and we're supposed to be happy. And, you know, and why should you be depressed? You're young and beautiful. You have no reason to be depressed.
It's not helpful, is it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. You know, if someone who's anxious or depressed could just snap their fingers and make that go away, they would have done that a long time ago, you know, and it's more deep and more complicated for someone going through that. And we can't just throw a cliche answer at someone expecting them to just snap out of it and be happy and everything should be fine. There's a lot more, and we need to empathize with people and listen and find out, you know, how really, what kind of help they really need.
Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Currently, Adventist Waves is free for everybody to listen to, and in order for us to continue sustaining and expanding the show, we need listeners' support. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time.
So, what are some practical ways that people can support Adventist musicians?
Well, I think one way that I felt supported already is just people encouraging me with my music abilities, with singing, inviting me to sing at church, you know, inviting me to sing for different events and encouraging me in that aspect. I've definitely felt support in that area. I think anybody that wants to pray for the music ministry, for mine, and of course for like whoever, everybody, we all need prayer. We all need so much prayer because there are so many hardships, so many struggles. The devil will try to come in and tell you all kinds of lies of why you shouldn't be doing what God has called you to do. And you need all the prayer support that we can get from fellow believers to keep us going in that journey. And of course, financial always helps because, you know, especially if you're trying to record, that takes some funds to be able to do that. And whatever other projects, different musicians have different variety of projects that they're trying to accomplish. And to just realize that, yes, they're doing it for God. Yes, they're passionate about it. Yes, they're trying to help others. But yes, they also need some help. We need money sometimes, you know. We need help with money because there's a lot of things you can't do without.
Yes, that's the reality, isn't it? Yeah. What projects are you currently working on?
Well, one is the main one right now is recording an album. And it's been going on for a while because there's been a lot of setbacks and COVID set back a lot of people, I'm sure. But yes, that's my current project right now, and I'm really hoping to finish that this year, wanting to complete that and release that, and hope that that music completed album can encourage a lot of people and see where that leads, what that leads, you know, to next.
I look forward to hearing that. Maybe when you record it, we can get you back on the podcast so you can share a bit more about that album in particular.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Where can our listeners find out more about your music?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, MairiClark.com. And that's M-A-Y-R-I and Clark with an E. And they can see a lot of my videos, purchase some music that I've released. I've released a couple of songs, as well as YouTube. Connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. And I also was able to release the songs that I have on my website. They're also on, you know, different platforms like Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, etc.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming onto the podcast today, Mari.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, if you love this episode, make sure that you check out the previous ones. You can hear all the song stories of other artists you love right in your podcast feed. So like the episode and share it with a friend. And next week, we're going to be featuring another Adventist artist. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast and you will get the next episode right into your podcast feed. And make sure you give it a 5-star review wherever you listen to it. Did this song make an impact in your life? Drop a comment in Spotify, like, and let us know what you thought about this podcast. If you have any questions for Mairi, and we'll ask it to her and get her on the podcast again. Thanks for listening to Adventist Waves. I'll see you on the next episode.
Adventist Waves,